The 6-foot iron-banded oaken staff had far more momentum and leverage than a bullet, forcing Joan's blade down easily. Only her heightened speed let Anya dodge a head strike. Chang thrust the tip of her chest, and she parried. But he circled the tip back and jabbed her in the abdomen. She teetered on the top of the slope, then spun to recover and gain some distance from Chang.
You know, historically, swords were of limited use in battle due to their fragility. Warriors relied more on bows, spears, and staves.
Oh, I know. Swords were more of a status symbol since they were expensive and fancy.
Then why rely on one?
Hey, it wasn't my decision. I kind of got stuck with it.
Chang lunged, and Anya twisted aside and thrust the sword at his arm, but he twisted away and struck her crossguard. Anya sank to one knee. The sword had dropped out of sight. Chang loomed above her, placing the tip of the staff against her neck.
I am sorry, Miss Creed.
She held his gaze, concentrating.
Look down.
His eyes lowered to see the sword back in her hand, its tip pointed right at his heart.
Oh.
He danced back, parrying the blade away with the staff, but she didn't follow.
That is very convenient. Tell me, where do you summon it from? Where is its resting place?
I honestly have no clue.
If I kill you, will it vanish for good?
I'm not interested in finding out. But given what happened to its last owner, I kind of doubt it.
Who was its last owner?
Would you believe Joan of Arc?
Chang blinked.
Huh. That is very cool.
He swung at her head and she parried. He swung the staff at her knee. She pivoted out of its arc, then kicked him in the abdomen, staggering him back. She advanced with the sword before her, but he angled the staff tip toward her. They circled in the narrow space.
You said, if you kill me. Having second thoughts?
Just acknowledging your skill. So far, I'm 0-3 in my attempts. 4 if you count Bond's clumsy try.
And what makes you think this is a good idea?
I think it's my last chance to stump you!